So with Charlie Gasparino, Charles Gasparino is on Fox Business all the time, covering breaking news stories. But what he's done is he's done us the favor and the hard work of going back to when woke capitalism started. And Zuccotti Park, Charlie and I both were there at different moments, seeing what essentially was an encampment, not dissimilar to some of the encampments that have been in the news recently, but it was centered around, well, it was sentimental. Reminded me of my youth and the anti-Vietnam protests of the 1960s and 70s. There were Marxist books laid out. There were no NLF flags, but in any event, it was that it would have been if it was 1969 and not 2011. And the people who were there tended to be hirsute and not corporate, but they were objecting to something that was not true, but it was in the news that the banks were paying out big bonuses despite the fact that many people had lost their houses because they'd bought something they couldn't afford. That was the Great Recession. Here we are, though, talking now about some acronyms. And I need some definitions, Charlie. You mentioned Larry Fink, and I find him a compelling person, chiefly because he talked to you. So many of these CEOs did not, and that's not helpful. That doesn't tell us what happened. All right, you've mentioned ESG and T. And DEI, those two things. There's also HR. And I became suspicious after a while, Charlie, that the HR invented all this stuff. Is that true? Did they embrace it first and then it went up the corporate ladder?
Great question. I don't think so. I think it was embraced at the top, and I think it got infused into the corporate ecosystem at places like Davos, and the UN began with it, with ESG, environmental, social, governance, investing, DEI. And, you know, in these sort of, you know, it's interesting, you know, CEOs are very, very, very much into groupthink. I mean, all these guys, they all go to Davos. I mean, I've been to Davos. I mean, it literally is groupthink, progressive groupthink on steroids. And, you know, they take notes and, you know, they do what this guy does, and they and their clients breathe the same air as they do. And it becomes a sort of, you know, it becomes this whole sort of, you know, you're all eating off the same plate. So you're all catching the same virus, so to speak, if someone is sick. And, you know, and I think that's kind of like where this thing started to populate. It started to populate in classrooms like Jeff Sonnenfeld's at Yale. It runs a very big thing. I hear him in the book. It's the Yale CEO Summit. Some of the same precepts are expounded at that. And, you know, it becomes an ecosystem and a feedback, you know, this sort of feedback loop where it just keeps going around and around.
You're suggesting something, Charlie. It's in your book, but I didn't see it till you just made that remark. Was ESG, DEI, and everything that follows, was that a reaction to Zuccotti Park? Were they frightened by Elizabeth Warren going on Comedy Central and giving an interview saying, we've got to redo the law here? There was even talk of confiscation in the House of Representatives. I remember that. Is that what – are we talking about men who made a decision to go on defense?
I mean, that was clearly one of the flashpoints. Another flashpoint was George Floyd. We can get into that later. Yeah. But clearly one of the flashpoints was, you know, the 2008 financial crisis and the progressive populist backlash that came after that. There's no doubt about that, because that's when you saw all these companies start talking about stakeholder capitalism as opposed to shareholder capitalism, where ESG became sort of a bigger thing at BlackRock than it was before that.
And what is that, Charlie? Is that excusing the stock price? Is that why they do that? It fools me even now. Why are they so stakeholders? Your job is to make me money, not to worry about.
I know, but you know, the way they probably look at it is like Elizabeth Warren might cost you more money if we get on the wrong side of her. You know, she might confiscate. She might impose a 90% corporate tax and try to push that through. You know, Congress. Remember when
more acronyms.
2008, the Republicans lost both the House and the Senate. You know, and they had a community organizer as the as the president. I mean, it was kind of a left lean. It was a turn to the far left at that point. Now there was a backlash within 2 years. Remember, the Republicans took Congress, took the House, But make no mistake about it, there were some crazy times there.
Another acronym, SEC. What's it stand for and what part does it play in this?
Well, it's not the Southeastern Conference. It's in this book, the Securities Exchange Commission, which traditionally had become an investor protection agency, which in recent years, particularly under Joe Biden, more so than even under Obama, and obviously not so much under President Trump, the Securities Exchange Commission became like an enforcer of woke corporate policies. I mean, right now Gary Gensler is looking to enforce woke environmental policy on companies, forcing them to disclose their carbon footprint. He's also mused about disclosures of DEI and how diversity in the ranks, particularly in management and in board membership. And I address that in the book. So, so we've gone from, protecting shareholders at this big agency to enforcing wokeness, progressive policies. And that is a scary thing. Now, it could all reverse if Trump gets in there. But it's now being sort of solidified inside that agency.
All right. It's time to tell some stories. And they're a whale of stories. Charles Gasparino is the author of Go Woke, Go Broke, the inside story of the radicalization of corporate America. We set up the superstructure, but let's bring on stage a favorite of every child in the 20th century, to my experience, from the Second World War on, Walt Disney and Company. This is CBS Eye on the World with Charles Gasparino. I'm John Gordon.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.